Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always, amen, to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners to call in and share their biblical experience so that we can grow thereby. The subject is Deceiver's Club, the Deceiver's Club. Father, we thank you right now. Oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, Lord, that you say when your word, two or three come together, there you in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for the things that you're doing with this broadcast and those that are tuning in. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, oh God, to give clarity, give comfort. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch the hearts and minds of those that are calling in, those that desire to call. Oh Lord, we're standing in the session for them and their families in times like these. Lord, we know you are able. You spoke one day, you said, let there be light, and there was light. Oh God, your word will not return unto you void. And we're in agreement, as always, on to Matthew's 18th chapter, 18th and 19th verse, where two or three come together in the name, there you be in the midst. We glorify you on that behalf, O Lord, because you never left us. You never deceived us. You never brought us into places and times when you wasn't there. And we thank you for it. We ask you to bless the broadcasters and all those that work the electronics to bring us this broadcast and those that are listening, amen, at their home or by computers. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for their assurance and their walk with you and their healing. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you and you. You can find us in a website, www.jciministries.org, as well as www.jciministries.net. We have our sister station, amen, www.gototheyouth.org. GoToTheYouth.org, amen, and you can email us or text us, amen, to let us know how you enjoy the broadcast. You want to donate, go down to the bottom of the page, amen, you'll find us there. You'll find us as well on Sunday mornings on Facebook at 11:30, Jesus Christ International Ministries, amen. We're here, as always, much as possible, encourage you. Amen. We don't fight ministries. We don't fight against each other. Amen. But we're here. Amen. According to Matthew's, Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpening iron. Amen. That we are sharpening the countenance of a friend to encourage each other. And Proverbs 24 and 16 says, 24 and 6, there's a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. So we want to encourage you and help you by helping each other. Whatever experience that you might be going through, maybe you can share it with others after you come through. Sometimes we forget about the word through in all our problems and all our situations. We go through things, and God is there. He never leave us. He never forsake us. He never turn his back on us. Amen. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, he give you the assurance that he's there. When God come into your life, he give you the assurance, amen, that he's with you. He's walking with you and talking with you, amen, encouraging you. Amen. This is so important. the Deceiver's Club. We call it the Deceiver's Club because of the fact, amen, Jesus said in the book of Matthews, amen, we always stress what type of Bible you have. What type of Bible do you have? Amen. Where you getting your information from? And who giving you this information? Amen. Because of the fact, if you don't have correct information, we as believers, we live off the Word of God. Jesus said it in the book of Matthews, amen, the fourth chapter, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, amen, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we live and we move, amen, under God's instructions. We live and we move under God's instruction. Once we get instructions, amen, we know it's from the Lord. We strive to make sure, amen, that through reading the Word, studying the Word, amen, and be conscious of what translations we have, amen, because every word, amen, that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, amen, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, amen, we live by, amen, we live by, we live, every word proceeded because we live, amen, off the Word of God. We live, amen, by the Word of God. So it's very important that you find the translations that's near as possible. You find one of the basic old translations. We always request that or make known to that. Then you work from there. You can work from there. Work from the King James, the New International American Standard, the New International Version, the Amplified Version, amen, the Good News Bible, amen. Because of the fact you want to make sure what you've been led to do constantly, day in and day out, is by the Word of God. It's from the Word of God. Amen. So it's very important, amen, that you making sure this don't pick up any Bible. Any book that says the Bible, the Word of God, you know in the beginning of time, amen, when you first started out in Christ, you were just so happy and lovely about God and the things of God. Amen. Then after a while, you begin to find out, amen, through the proper association with the men and women of God, amen, that brought you into Christ, that brought you into the family of Christ, introduced you to the family of Christ, amen, and you learn the Word of God, whatever translation they have, amen, in that ministry. So it's very vital, amen, that you come to Christ through someone, amen, to have a Bible believing ministry, have a Bible believing teaching, basic, and you can grow thereby. Amen. We can grow thereby. It's so important that you have a Bible believing basic ministry that you can grow. You can grow. That's what Blog Talk is about. Amen. Nourishing you, to helping you. Amen. Whatever ministry you're in, and you study in the Word of God, amen, ministries like this to the Word will come along, amen, that you can catch up to, to help you to come to full understanding about some things. But first, you should make sure that you had a Bible-believing ministry. Bible-believing ministry. Here, we're discussing, amen, why Jesus said, be not deceived. He's not only about the, Jesus talking about the end time, but he's talking as well about the teaching that's upon this earth. Do not neglect, amen, what you hear, amen. You part two of your salvation, and we always discuss it, amen, once you hear the word of God, once you hear the full promise of why Jesus died and rose from the dead, and you believe that and accept that, amen, then you have to go from there. Your next step is get familiar with the word of God, accept the word of God, because the Holy Spirit, amen, he was a prompt in your mind. He been giving you confidence and leading and guiding you. It says more to life than what you see that's happening in your area, your home, amen, in your walk, amen, on this earth, and you're looking for something better, something more that will fill your soul. And you'll find, amen, through the message about salvation, through the information was given to you about Christ, amen, about Messiah, about his living, about his coming, amen, and you accept that, amen, and you say with your mouth, well, I'm not going to continue this lifestyle. I'm ask God to forgive me of things I know, what I've done wrong. Then you'll be baptized in water, accepting him. Then from there on, amen, it's a day-by-day walk with him. And after the day-by-day walk with him, you come in more wishing and understanding, amen, that God still lives. God is not dead. Jesus is God's son. And God's son came and set up an institution, amen, that will help you here on earth and as well as in heaven. And that's what Romans 10:9 says. Romans 10:9, amen, speaks of, if thou can confess with thy mouth and believe in our heart that God has brought him from the dead, you shall be saved. He said, with the heart one believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So this is what Jesus is saying. There's some teaching saying that you don't have to say anything with your mouth. You don't have to make no confession what you believe in, what you believe in, why you don't believe in this. You don't have to tell people about that. You don't have to say that to heaven. God knows. But confession, God loves confessions. Amen. Repentance, amen, is a part of works that you do. Amen. Showing God, amen, yes, I believe. Because if you don't say it with your mouth, amen, that's one false way. That's you'd be deceived. By saying, well, I don't have to say anything. God knows my heart. He wants you to express what you have in your heart. Amen. Confess your mouth is made unto salvation. So when you tell God, the same way you tell your friend or your relatives, or you ask somebody to ask you, do you want this car? You say, yes. Do you want this job? Yes. You say, yeah, it is set up by God. This is a part of the steps of life, amen, about salvation and about completion to people being assured that they're not being bullied, overrun, or being taken advantage of. So when a person says it with their mouth, amen, and believe in their heart, and this is the part here, Romans, amen, and believe in their heart, Romans 9 says, that God brought Jesus. God's still alive. God brought Jesus from the dead. God brought Jesus from the dead, and God is still alive. God is alive. Our God is still alive. He's working through his son, Jesus Christ, amen, to give us the ability and give us the power, the authority, amen, to make it through these days. Make it through this time. Now, constantly reading the scriptures, constantly praying, is such a valuable The confession comes into prayer, because prayer, when you pray, Peter said in 1 Peter 5th chapter, he said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Telling God and talking with him and sharing with him your heartfelt problems, conditions, and situations. Amen. Let him have it. Amen. Amen. In other words, vent out to him. Amen. Talk it out to him. Amen. Jesus said one time, go in your secret closet. Amen. Let's talk to him, because he's alive. When the Holy Spirit and Christ came into your life during the time of salvation, they gave you the assurance that the kingdom of God and everything you read in the Bible are told is true. You might not know it all. You might just barely just knew what you heard. But that assurance, when the Spirit of God came into your life through the water baptism, through prayer, of being prayed for, amen, when you said yes and begin to give yourself towards the Spirit of God and His Word, James said, if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Amen. The more, in other words, the more you give yourself to praying, amen, to worshiping, amen, by reading. That's a part of worshiping, praying, reading the Word, singing songs and hymns, amen, and going to some biblical church, amen, that the one that led you to Christ, to led you to Christ, Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. Amen. That's what you call worshiping and living for Him. And that's drawing. You're drawing yourself to Christ. And God will come to you. If you give yourself to Christ and give your heart to Him and reach out through word and prayer, amen, He will. He will start coming to you, because he lived 1 John 4:4. Amen. Say, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. So those areas there, the first part of your salvation, amen, is that's where you become aware that God lives, that God does comfort you. Amen. And you see a great difference in your life. You see a great difference in your life. And the next step is to apply the Word of God. And this is the area where the enemy wants to deceive you. He wants to mislead you. He wants to misdirect you. Amen. And head you towards, amen, errors in God's promises. And if you don't have anyone that's responsible for your salvation, in other words, the person that responsible, the one that gave you the message, the one that encouraged you to come to Christ, then you'd be that stumbling your way under the Spirit of God, leading you and guiding you and drawing somebody to you. Amen. It might be some type of program like this, television broadcast or radio broadcast. It might be a flyer. Amen. Begin to draw you in that direction. Amen. Where you become more not confused, because when you accept Christ, you become more like you're being misled. You're not sure. You know you love God, you care for God, but all of a sudden you feel like you are being misled. So being deceived, being a part of something that you're not sure about, amen, the enemy will take advantage of your education in Christ. He will take advantage, saying that you don't need this, you don't need that, amen. A deceiver's club, amen, is ones, people that really have come into the knowledge. They have come into the knowledge of God. They have come into the knowledge that Jesus is Lord. And somewhere in their walk with God, amen, they find themselves amen, in going off track. Or, like James said, Paul said in the latter days, amen. Paul said in the latter days, amen, people are going to be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, lovers, amen, of mankind. And they will forget, amen, where God had brought them, amen, because of the lack of fellowship, the lack of fellowship. In these days, amen, God love you, God care for you, amen. He knows who you are, amen, and he knows where you come from. 2 Timothy, Paul was speaking about, amen, when perilous times come, amen. We are in these kind of times now, amen, things that are happening, in dangerous times, wicked times, amen, we are living in now. Paul is saying, but know this, that in the last days perilous times shall come. They shall be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Amen. They be more lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God. And we are in these times. So when you begin to find, amen, this group, amen, according to the word of God, how to those that in the deceivers club, amen, they have found themselves, amen, where they have been told they can have two or three pastors. Amen. They can be a member of two or three different churches. Amen. They are unruly, they are unlearned, and they're real qualified to be in this club. Amen. So what Jesus is saying, amen, in these latter days, in these latter times, amen, the Holy Spirit, the same way he done in the Garden of Eden when he saw Adam and Eve, he said, well, it was not good to Adam to be alone. It's not good, amen, for us to try to work out things for ourselves. So the Lord said that he sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with us. He sent the Comforter and the Holy Spirit, amen, to work in things to help us come through our difficult times. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, he's a Comforter, he's a helper, he's a guider, and he's a leader. Amen. He will help you in regards to whatever the situation is. Amen. The Spirit of God, amen, he will help us. Amen. Jesus has said in the book of John, God give us a helper. He give us a gift. In the Gospel according to John, in the 2014 chapter, amen, 2014 chapter, and the 25th verse, that these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance, what I have said unto you. Peace I will leave with you, my peace I will give to you, not as the world giveth, but I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Amen. Don't let your heart be troubled. Amen. God does not give us, like Paul said, told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit, amen, of trouble, amen, of worration, amen. God has given his people, and God has given those that one that follow Jesus as their Lord and Savior, amen. He had given them, amen, and given us, those that believe, an assurance. He gives us that assurance that he's with us always, Amen. Even to the end of the world. Amen. So even at times like these and disasters and all situations, you have feelings. Naturally, amen, you have emotions. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, amen. You sing your pulse, they get you a hymn and a song and a spiritual song. Amen. And that they begin, the Holy Spirit will begin to comfort your hearts and your mind. Amen. The Lord, He understands. God understands about man. Amen. He created man. He made man His own image, His own likeness. Amen. So sometimes we understand and we all go through it. Amen. We use that word through again. Amen. We all go through it. But God will send somebody, not only in the natural, amen, but also the Holy Spirit will deal with us as a spirit. Amen. He'll settle us down. He'll give us a word and a hymn. Amen. He'll bring us through. Amen. You just need some assurance sometime that He's going to make it. You're going to make it. Amen. Amen. And once you, amen, begin to constantly pray, amen, always keep a prayer on your lips. Paul said, amen, man should always pray. Amen. So those that are being deceived, amen, they feel they got teachers that they don't have to pray. They don't have to confess to God. Amen. They don't have to fellowship. Amen. They have been sidelined. They've been slowly moving. They're one way today and another way tomorrow. Amen. They are joined 3 and 4 different churches. Amen. Because they feel that all churches are alike. Amen. All pastors are alike. Amen. Amen. So it doesn't matter to them. Amen. That New Age movement. Amen. That false teaching. Amen. Draw them all. This is where I met one man. Went to Washington. Amen. The state of Maryland. Around Washington and Maryland. And a friend of ours took us to a church. And he was talking about a new church came in town. And the pastor was saying, he had got on the radio and the television, a new man came in town, built a large church. And he was saying that God told him there was no pastors in that area. There was no pastors in that area. And, you know, and it had everybody shaking. Amen. Those that, amen, that was able and understood, amen, God give pastors. Amen. He gives some pastors and some evangelists and some prophets. But He also have pastors according to the sheep. Amen. A different lifestyle. The same pastors. Amen. But be no pastors in the whole county. Amen. All the churches around. Amen. There was no pastors. And He came there because there was no pastors in town. There was no pastors in town. So He came in town and built a large church up around Maryland. Amen. And of course, He got on the radio and He was on the television announcing, amen, that God told him there is no pastors in this area. And he took in, amen, a lot of people. Those that say they love the Lord, they know the word. But here comes someone, amen, deceived them, misled them. Amen. The same messages, same Bible, but he was using it for his own benefit. Amen. So in these last days, men come up, amen, and women come up, begin to teach and preach out, amen, that God doesn't do this. God told them to do that, but line it up with the word of God. You can have two pastors. You can be a part of 2 or 3 different churches. Amen. And you just move around. Amen. And it is have people moving. Amen. That's a part of deception. Jesus said, be not deceived. They've been deceived. They're not rooted and grounded in God. They have given themselves to Christ, but fully following his word and activating his word. Amen. Once you accept Christ, amen, and your Lord and Savior, the same God that you know and you love, and once you find out, like Cornelius did, he worshiped God, he prayed to God, and God told Peter, oh man, Peter, leave from Joppa, go see this man. Amen. He was an Italian. It was an Italian band. And Peter said, no, Lord, I don't be involved in people like that. God said, everything I clean is okay. So Peter obeying the word of God, obeying the voice of God, went and spoke to this man, amen, about the fullness of Christ. And the Spirit of God fell on the church, fell on his home, amen. And he received, amen, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit came in and assured him that what Peter was saying was true. But before then, what he was doing, he was giving to the poor and the needy. He gave alms. Amen. He prayed. Amen. He helped people. Amen. He loved God in his heart. But he was not completely completed through the messages that Jesus lived, that God gave the church. Amen. So when he came into that fullness of Christ, amen, that God have a son and he lived. There are many people today love God from their heart. They love him. Amen. But that's all they heard about, that God lives. And it's deep in their heart. And once the word of God being carried out, amen, by the believers, amen, those that fulfilling the commission, amen. It doesn't take much. The spark, that's boom. Maybe that's a short prayer. That's a little track. And they come to the fullness. Amen. And they feel that's such a warm feeling. Amen. They feel that greater joy, that this is what they really was looking for. Amen. But there are deceivers out there that saying that you don't have to witness. You don't have to help the needy and the poor. You don't have to pray for people. Amen. They've been deceived. They've been deceived. Many people need Christ. In times like these, amen, people need to know God has not left them. In times like these, they need to know the Holy Spirit will comfort them, encourage them. Yes, we have feelings. Yes, we have emotions. And God will send somebody, somehow, to confirm, amen, confirm that I'm going to take care of you, I'm here, amen. Though it might be a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer, amen, a neighbor, you'll find them, you'll find them, amen. They keep praying, amen. But when they are not, and they have gone astray, and left the Lord because of false teaching, that's why the Bible said in the book of Revelation, all liars should have their part in the lake, burning with fire and brimstone. Amen. Revelation 21, amen. All liars, amen. So deception, amen. Ones that practice deception, they know they practice it. They know for some reason, amen. They're so embedded in what they believe. Amen. They're willing to tell people, amen, there's no God. They'll tell people there's no heaven, there's no hell. Amen. If hell, amen, and heaven is here, I guess they're not looking. It's really deep, being deep sorcery, amen. They've been deeply, amen, through the enemies, deception, it blinded their eyes and heart. Satan has blinded their eyes and heart. Amen. They can't see what's happening to the world now. They can't see that the Bible is true. Amen. The manifestation of what Jesus has said, wars and rumors of wars. Amen. And pestilence in diverse places. Amen. If they're not aware, amen, their hearts are really turned. their hearts have really turned. Amen. And they're going to take the power of God. Amen. They're always the power of God. Amen. But don't waste your time with the deceiver. Don't waste it. All we can do is give them the word and live before them. All right. The Deceivers Club, but those that got two or three different pastors, we're saying it's following the following. Amen. The wrong Bible. They're not really praying. They have not been taught to pray. Because they believe they have to be in a building. They have to be in a building. Amen. To serve God. Amen. They really know that. Amen. They have to please man. They have to please man. Amen. But so they've been misled. They've been misled. Jesus said, don't be deceived. In the last days, many will come. Amen. These last days, amen, it's telling you that the world gonna end. The world have ended. Amen. So thank God that you came to the awareness and watch this. Amen. These different groups of people. Amen. You love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Amen. We worship him daily through his word, through prayer, and fellowship. And we come together. Amen. We come together in unity. Amen. But he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Amen. That is for you personally. Amen. That is in your heart, in your mind. Amen. Yes, you got emotions. Yes, you got feelings. But God will never, amen. His word will not come back void. His word will not come back void. Amen. We're going to open up the studio. We're, amen, in this subject. Amen. Deceivers Club. Amen. Unbelievers, unstable-minded people. Amen. These are the ones that know. Have come into the knowledge of God. They have come into the knowledge, but somewhere down the line, amen, they had seducing spirits, amen. The enemy, false doctrine, doctrines of demons and devils, have pulled them from the truth, pulled them from the truth, amen. We open up the studio, amen, for calls, amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You might have a question or comment. Amen. Pertaining to the message, as always, we try to answer it. And we have many more people in the studio. Amen. Maybe come on and answer the same question. But we don't like to get personal or don't have to argue the scriptures. Amen. But we are here to help one another. Amen. If you're the first time caller, amen, you never hang up. There's person one on your phone, and our technician will put you in, amen, and they listen to your comments, and amen. We just have, thank God for you, try to let everybody come in and make a comment, amen. Then at the end of the message, we have prayer for everyone. We will announce your area code and your last four digits of your phone number. Amen. You can give your name if you want to. If not, all these different subjects will be reviewed, prayed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some use it for Bible study. Amen. You can use it in your car. You can even turn your speakers on now. If you turn your speakers on now, amen, leave your phone on. You can hear, amen, the messages and response. Amen. As well as you can go to, amen, blogtalkradio.com/host, amen, which is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you can view 400 and some messages and studies over the years, amen, to help for your edification and your growth. Amen. We thank God for all of you in different area codes, amen, to come in. Amen. We're hoping that these broadcasts, amen, will help strengthen you in Christ. Amen. Remember, Jesus said he'll never leave us. Amen. You hear it out of two or three different people's mouths that God haven't left you in your trials and your tribulation. He's made you better. Amen. We need to know that we're going to get better. Amen. You need to know that God going to help us. Amen. Things are changing, but God never changed. All right. Amen. Area code 954. The last four digits is 0500. God bless you on the air. God bless you. God bless you. Go right ahead. All right. We have a problem with the caller. 954-0500. All right. We have a problem with that call. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Amen. When you push one on the phone, if you have a comment, vision, or a dream, amen, you want to share, amen, you can go right ahead when you push one. Amen. We're talking about, amen, Jesus will never leave us. He will comfort us through his Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is a comforter. Amen. He comforts us. Amen. The Father, the Creator, the Son, which is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, he comforts. He's keeping the church together. He's keeping the church and comforting the church and leading the church. Amen. In times like these, amen, they were saying that the world is saying this is a new normal. Amen. For the whole world, not just for one or two. Amen. Let it be known, this is the whole world going through this trial, this new environment, this new behavior. Saints of God and Christians, when we come into Christ, amen, we adjust our life to not to go out certain areas, to be with certain people. So Christians understand, amen, about the new lifestyle. The new lifestyle we try to adjust to. Amen. All right. Are we back at 954-0500? In the last four digits, are we there? Amen. Are you there? Hello? Okay, I think we're not there. Amen. All right, we're having problems with that call. Amen. We must move on. So Jesus, he did a complete job. God will not leave his people. How would it be? He saved us. He separate. He gave us instruction what to do until, amen, he's saving all he can, all those that will accept him and all that will not accept him. Amen. He has a place for them, a holding place, amen, that they be punished for their wrongdoing. Amen. Call it hell. Amen. And we're going through hell here. Some may say this new normal, this new behavior, this new lifestyle is very hard for them to adjust to. Amen. But God telling us about that. But above all, he given us the ability and power to know the more you get involved in it, the more things you do for him, amen, you feel more freer. Amen. There's no more demand on your life, amen, to be a part of the world, to be proven by man, follow the leadership of crowds, amen, and try to outdo one another, amen. All Christ is asking is you please him. How you please him is do what he says. How you do what he says, reading his word, let people know that you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and daily you're working at being better and trying to live better for Christ, trying to live better for God. God is the creator in Christ, amen, as his son is over the church. So when a person loves God, if a person really loves God, and once he hear, amen, that Jesus died on the cross for his sins, all he has to do is accept it. It's a gift. You have to. If someone give you a gift card or give you a gift and they say, okay, now you have to use it. And that's what step two of your salvation is about, using the promises of God, being a part of that, amen, that supernatural life, amen. Your first part of your life, amen, you come in this, you accept God, and now you got to grow into it. The more you got to grow that you are, amen, that you have a supernatural life within you, you're trying to work it out, amen, by praying and reading, amen, and laying down old things that you learn that was not profitable, amen. Psalmist 1, amen. Listen to read Psalmist 1. See, everything you do, amen, you'll prosper. But don't listen to the counsels of the ungodly. A person tell you and they let you know they're not godly. They let you know that they are not a part of Christianity. They're having a problem with churches. They're having a problem with pastors. That person's a part of the deceivers club. They've been deceived. Amen. And you should not, amen, continue to get counsel from them. Amen. You want righteous counseling. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 6 say the multitude of counselors, there's safety. They're talking about godly counselors, Christian counselors. Amen. Even if God have a Christian counselor tell you something, then you have an ungodly person to come along and speak the same thing, somewhere among that threesome, it should be a godly counselor that you can pivot off of. Say, oh, this is coming from God. Because how did God using this man and using this woman to confirm what he'd been telling me? God told you, he used another man to tell you the same thing, and you find out he's a Christian, and sometimes you don't find it, but whatever God puts within you, then two or three people confirm that this is what God wants you to do. That's how he works. That's how he works. Amen. He works among people. Amen. He works among people. Amen. Proverbs 24:16 say, for a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again. Don't let the world tell you you can do anything. God will forgive you, and you can get back up and go and serve God. A just man, he's not looking to tempt God. He's not looking to tempt God. She's not looking. She's not running out there to tempt God. Amen. Something happened, some pressure, distress, amen, a problem came along, amen, and through feeling the betrayal, amen, disagreement, they walked away from the cross. They walked away. But somehow, some way, the Holy Spirit, through people talking and praying, they came back. Amen. Things can happen in life. The Bible says that, amen, God can help them again. They can get up. They can rise up again. But of a wicked-hearted man, amen, but the wicked shall fall in mischief. Amen. A righteous man's heart, amen, blessing of God, something happened somewhere. They were deceived. They tricked. They was tricked. They lied to. They were betrayed. Amen. But they can shake themselves off and get back up like Samson. Samson came to himself, but he lost some physical, lost his eyes. Amen. Things can happen to the body, the mind, but you can come back to God. But you don't have to go that way. It doesn't mean you don't have to go that way. Amen. Amen. So the wicked can be cut off. You might see them say, well, they're doing a great job. I'm going to be like them. I'm going to be wicked. Amen. I'm going to have money. I'm going to have family. I'm friends. Amen. But the psalmist says, amen, they'll grow like a great bay tree. One day you look for them to be cut off. Can't find them. Amen. Why would you put your salvation, amen, like that? Why would you be, amen, Ezekiel 18, say, take a sinner's vacation, 18th chapter of Ezekiel, amen. Why would you put yourself out like that, in that kind of danger? Because being misled, false teaching, amen. Every church is the same. No, the word is the same. The word should be the same. with different leaders on different 37 songs. They fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. But they soon shall be cut down like the grass and withered like the green herb. Trust in the Lord, do good, so shall I dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Amen. That's the promise of God. Promise of God. And he never give up on you, regardless of what the environment of is, atmosphere you're working in, you're living in. He's able to lead you out of it. God is able to fix things, fix people. Amen. But you'll learn that. You only learn that by praying and reading. You read those words. Amen. Amen. Talk about the wicked. Amen. Those that, oh, they're going to live forever. They're going to do this. They're going to do it not according to God's word. If God say, when God saved you, he proved to you, amen, Psalms 37:9 say, for the wicked shall be cut off, but those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Yet a little while, the wicked shall be not yet. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall be not. Amen. Not be. Amen. So once you accept Christ and you realize that God is alive, he's alive, and his son is alive. You also come to the fact that the devil is alive. But the devil had to let you go because God had the power over him. God got power over the enemy. Amen. The strong man, that whatever was in your life was holding you down and making you walk a treaded line and cry and, amen, want to commit suicide and, amen, didn't want to live for nobody, hurt people. Amen. God, break that chain. Amen. The strong man, God, break it. Amen. And then you understand, say, wow, he is real. God is really real. The power of God is real. Amen. And you come into that understanding, and you begin to walk in that understanding, amen, and you can see the power. Amen. You can do anything, amen, righteous, and God is with you. God doesn't hold back your success. No, he's talking about the success of your living, daily living. God wants your daily living to be successful, amen. You are the church. He don't want you to wrap all yourself up, amen, that you don't talk to others, that you don't be mindful of others, amen. No, he wants you to be a light to the fallen world. People look at your life, look at your family, look at your things, what you used to do and where you are now. Amen. That's the kind of life he wants you to live, a righteous life. Amen. That type of life, draw other people, because God wants people. Amen. He's a people. He created people. Amen. Adam and Eve. Amen. Adam and Eve came before the church. Adam and Eve, marriage came before the church. Without families, there's no church. Amen. Families. God wants families. Amen. He wants men and women. That's what makes the church. Amen. Not buildings and blocks and stones. Now we are the church. Amen. And God, for years, God lived out of temples. He lived out of tents. Amen. And they began to build temples for him. But listen. Deceiver's saying, and recapping, that you got to have two or three different churches you can be a part of. Amen. Nobody have to pastor you and talk with you. Amen. You don't have to pray or read. Amen. And God knows all about you, and you can be anywhere. No accountability at all. That sounds like Satan in the beginning. Satan said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Amen. Ezekiel 14, and amen. And Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, amen. Talking about the fallen angel Lucifer. And he came in the garden carrying that same doctrine to Adam and Eve. You can be like gods. You don't have to have this. God made a mistake when he made a comment. He really didn't mean that. Reinterpreting, amen, what God said. Reinterpreting God. So don't be misled. Don't be misled. All right. We probably gonna take one call and then we're going into prayer. Just push one on your phone. Amen. You might make a comment. Amen. Pertaining to maybe something you have went out. Amen. Got misled on and the Lord brought you back. You understand it on something. You can press one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. You take 1-855-236-2252. Amen. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to go into prayer now. Anyone who would like to give a short prayer, push one on your phone. Amen. Wherever you are, we thank God for all of you. Amen. For listening in times like this, we open the Word of God, have given you inspiration and encouragement. Amen. Knowing that you are supernatural. Amen. God is living in you. The Word is with you. Amen. You know it. You know God lives because of where He brought you out. He brought you out of something. Amen. You can have prayer. All right. We're at 954-4485 and give us a prayer. Right ahead.
Gracious Father God, we come before you. The humble, you know, Father God, we just thank you for another day, God, how you watched over us, how you kept us. Father God, we just pray right now, God, for the small, Father God, we pray, God, for all the listeners and their families, God, that provide them and cover them right now, God. Keep them safe. God, we'll thank you for it. But Father God, most of all, God, we pray, God, that you keep us right now in your will, God, understanding that the word tells us that there may be many deceivers in the end time. But Father God, you said that you can keep us right now. Father God, strengthen, leading God, not our will, but Father God, we pray that your will stays with us. God, keep us right now. We give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Anyone else like a short prayer? Amen. All right. A 20-second prayer. Anybody have a short prayer? If not, God bless you all. Amen. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org and www.jciministries.net, as well as www.gototheyouth.org. Father, we thank you right now for those that are here. Oh God, all the area codes, all the listeners, Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance in times like this. Oh Lord, you say you never leave us, you never forsake us. Even now, you say you come together in the midst. When you got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, a number or more, Lord, you're still in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Comforting those, because we know you're a healer, we know you're a deliverer, bind the strong man, according to Matthew's 18 chapter, 18 to 19 the verse. But we agree against poverty, God, we agree against fear, Lord, we rebuke like in the name of Jesus, Lord, we rebuke, oh God, loneliness, distress of heart right now, in the name of Jesus, give them peace of mind, God, you say peace you give unto us. Not as the world giveth, but peace, amen, you giveth. Let them have peace through your Holy Spirit and assurance in times like this. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming in. As always, until next time, amen. God love you and we love you. God bless you.